I don't know if this is just a Cincinnati problem, or it's nationwide, or perhaps even international, but it is becoming clearer to me that there are some folks who just shouldn't be allowed to have a cell phone. I suppose I shouldn't be all that surprised that there are folks who don't have cell phone etiquette, given that there are folks who don't know they're not supposed to text and drive. Recently, in a podcast, I talked about a woman who was sitting in front of me at the theater who was texting away. The light from the screen was incredibly distracting, and it was ruining my experience. Fortunately for the actors, we were sitting in the balcony, and they couldn't see what she was doing and thus weren't distracted by it. But I could, and I asked her to stop, which she did, reluctantly. Unfortunately, this scene, with a variation, repeated itself recently in Cincinnati at a concert by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with a guest performer, a world-famous violinist. As fate would have it, an audience member with a cell phone was sitting in the very first row. And she did that which every theater I've ever been in asks you not to do. She was recording the performance. Well, apparently this patron didn't read the statement printed on the program, or she didn't care, or she thought that part about not recording didn't apply to her. But it did. And the world-famous performer noticed, and from the stage asked the audience member to stop recording. But rather than agreeing and turning off her phone and putting it in her purse, the audience member continued to record. When the performer said either stop recording or I'll stop playing, the woman got up to speak with the performer. Now, I wasn't there, but in the news account, there were about 2,000 people in the audience. The audacity to interrupt the experience of 2,000 people so you could continue recording, even when it's announced that recording isn't allowed, even after the performer asked you to stop, it's beyond me. Well, the performance stopped, the orchestra stopped playing, the soloist stopped playing, and 2,000 people were just sitting there. Fortunately, the woman was eventually escorted out, and the performance continued. But I have to ask, is there something about having a cell phone in one's hand that people feel empowered to do whatever they want, ignoring everyone around them? While it would be easy to blame the cell phone for these people's bad behavior, I'm guessing these are the same folks who, prior to the advent of the cell phone, talked to one another during the movie or unwrapped noisy candy during the quiet concert. It's time for a new cell phone app that turns people's phones off when they walk into a theater, concert hall, or maybe even a synagogue. Well, it may not help all bad behavior. It certainly couldn't hurt. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.